Welcome to the TerraGo podcast series. TerraGo recently announced the availability of R3, a mobile data collection and collaboration app customized for the missions of reconnaissance, response, and recovery. R3 is available for immediate download on the NGA GEOINT App Store today. And today, we are speaking with Scott Lee, Director of Federal Programs at TerraGo, further about the R3 mobile app. And Scott, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Matt. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's jump in. And as always, let's start with a high-level overview. Tell us about the new R3 app.
So I think it's relevant to kind of understand where we are today. It's worth considering where we've been as a company since back in 2005. As many of your listeners may know, we created one of the most popular global technologies for delivering this big vector raster data to millions and millions of users. And these users, generally, they don't have access to large, complex, and oftentimes expensive systems to handle this big geospatial and imagery data, particularly in a disconnected or disadvantaged type environment. So that GeoPDF technology, which we introduced back in 2005, is traditionally a file-based workflow and used by people with a laptop or a PC to deliver these lightweight geospatial tools through the free Adobe Reader. We continue, of course, to release enhancements to our GeoPDF portfolio about 3 to 4 times a year. And the natural evolution or progression was to really make this same type of data and other services available on a tablet or a smartphone. So when we went down this path of developing that next great data dissemination and collaboration tool, we still had to take the disconnected or disadvantaged user into consideration. So as we move forward and relevant to this discussion, the R3 app is built and maintained using what we have internally as our zero code application development environment, and it's called MAGIC. Not necessarily specific from a detail perspective, but something that's relevant, that because we use this MAGIC technology internally to create different applications for different industries. There are multiple industries that have a requirement for location-based technology and data collection, both in the public and the private sector. And what we do is develop applications to solve these very specific data collection challenges. Strategically, and by definition, R3 itself extends data dissemination and that data collection capability for the mission of reconnaissance, response, and recovery, as you said. Our goal with the app, R3, was to provide a really robust and location-based situational awareness tool to leverage online web services for imagery and maps, and also keeping our brand consistent with our GeoPDF technology. We can also ingest the libraries of GeoPDF products or GeoTIFF products that are already available. We designed the interface for R3 so anyone can use it with little or no training. And it's really a comprehensive data dissemination and collaboration tool available from your phone or tablet.
That's great, Scott. Appreciate that high-level overview and especially the historical context of how TerraGo got to this point today. And I know earlier this week, you and I were swapping some emails about R3. And one of the things that you mentioned that is a key highlight is that the app is ideal for emergency response. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, sure. So when creating an application for emergency response, there are a lot of considerations, as you can imagine. When in the event of a natural disaster strike, like the magnitude they did last year with the hurricanes, Irma and Maria and others, communications are often one of the first things that are lost. And so although communications are the first things that are affected, the response and recovery effort has to continue. And that critical information that is on the ground still needs to be captured and ultimately delivered for an overall situational awareness to a decision maker. R3 is a native application. It's not a web application. A lot of people are developing apps and they're essentially web apps to run on a mobile client. R3 is a native application, runs on iOS, and that's the version that's released in the NGA App Store right now. Android is coming in the next few days. So it doesn't need a data connection. We've tested and deployed, supported this and similar applications created from that magic technology I talked about in this kind of environment. As we mentioned earlier, R3 was designed from the beginning, even when the infrastructure does not exist, to still work. Emergency response and those recovery type of efforts, they have to continue, but critical information needs to be captured. And that'll lead us to the next point, which is really that emergency responders aren't data collectors by trade. They don't need a tool that is going to require multiple hours of training. And we created the application to be intuitive by design. Data collection, obviously, is critical in response and recovery, and tools for the function need to be intuitive and as user-friendly as possible. We have added some basic data collection forms in R3 for emergency response. In no way could we entail all of the possibilities or scenarios inside of the app itself. So these forms are not all inclusive, but each scenario is going to have a little bit of a different requirement. So inside of the tool set, we've adjusted and added a native data collection form builder to the technology. So an incident leader can easily create his or her forms for a specific response. These forms are created from a number of different sources. There's a drag and drop mode for creating specific fields, or a user can import an existing data model, or even just create something unique for a situation. The forms can really be robust or rather simple. The data collected is going to vary in the field, but of course you'd want to have information associated to the person doing an inspection, the date of the collection, what the property type may be, what the extent of the damage may be, photos of the situation, videos, audio clips, and of course the location. Most of the people here or listening to the podcast understand the importance of location, and we obviously take all that into consideration. That data really needs to be collected again in a consumer-grade application. And what we mean by consumer-grade is delivering an application that doesn't require training of more than a 2 or 3 minute YouTube video. R3 is that. It's a consumer-grade application to really assist in getting the most current and accurate content available to decision makers for planning purposes or even manipulating a recovery operation.
That's great. You know, I'm going to shift here real quick. I know you've authored some articles recently, I think in Trajectory Magazine, about common operational picture and really tying back into data and Terrago's offering. So speaking of COP, how does this solution enhance COP for the D&I arena?
So as you know, the way we've discussed this in the past, all of the data that's collected with the R3 app can be done with or without comms, unique to the COP, but what's also relevant to emergency response and recovery missions, R3 also offers a collaboration component that's really stood up in a couple of hours. That R3 collaboration component is hosted behind a local firewall on the network internally in AWS, or Terrago can actually host that collaboration component. That component, collaboration component, essentially links all of the data collectors through very simple credentials that are delivered in an email. That collaboration component also provides a central repository and near real-time data sharing with headquarters elements and other people that are in the peer group. It's not extremely complex, and that's really the elegance inside of the tool set, is we provide that collaboration component so that that system can actually display a number of different data sources, from the people on the ground to different imagery sources, et cetera. So related really to visualization, it can be, and the COP itself can be, any number of systems to visualize content. It can be existing analysis, the new data captured in the field with R3, new imagery that may have been captured from a drone or airborne asset. There's other SIGINT content that can be fed into the COP as well. And these systems can really be as generic as Google Earth or as complex and robust as a GIS enterprise or a data management and aggregation tool like GXP, BA Systems, GXP Explorer. To make sure that we are able to collaborate with the data that is collected in the field, Terrago really leverages the best available technologies and open source tools to ensure that when the data is collected in a user's provision with a collaboration component credential, data can be received as
OGC GeoPackage, KML, Shapefile, CSV, WMS, JSON, etc. We have a fully documented REST API. We've integrated this data too with a variety of back office systems, like I mentioned earlier. Terrigo is really system agnostic. A user might be using a Boundless Server Enterprise or an Esri Portal or Apollo from Erdas or any number of other products. Our objectives at Terrigo are really straightforward. We simplify the data collection process so anyone can deliver near real-time content back to the enterprise of choice.
That's great. And this plays perfectly into my next question. Let's talk about how R3 helps enhance cross-organizational data sharing and visualization in near real time.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Probably one of the more overlooked challenges that are faced in disaster response. There are so many different organizations that are involved in emergency response scenarios. Of course, depending on how severe the action actually is. It can be the National Guard, state and local government, even further down, even to the Red Cross and other non-governmental organizations or NGOs. Like, it can be any number of organizations, federal, state, local, et cetera, FEMA and Homeland Security. The list really goes on and on. The R3 app can be downloaded by any DOD or intelligence community or certified entity with a PIV credential, like FEMA or State Department, directly from the App Store. So there is no limit on who can actually download the tool. You can have a common application across an emergency response situation. And when with the R3 app and that collaboration component, there's one repository for all of the data collected. There's a visualization tool delivered with a collaboration component to gain a quick understanding of what is going on the ground. And again, the fully documented API where users can feed that content back to the enterprise system of choice. We're agnostic again. The data doesn't care where it goes, really. It just needs to be collected in a simple and comprehensive way, connected or disconnected, then shared within the confines of industry standard formats. And this is what we've done with R3.
That's awesome. Thanks, Scott. Really appreciate your insights. It's always great to connect with you. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Not so much. I just want to say thanks for reaching out for us to deliver this podcast. At Terrigo, we've really been working hard with a really good team in Sterling, Virginia and Atlanta to deliver solutions to real problems. We started this company back in 2005 and been able to engage with our customers, really understand their problems and deliver quantitative, comprehensive results. R3 is a result of several years of hard work. All of the capabilities that we discussed are field tested, proven. The tool set itself is intuitive. When we did deliver the R3 technology to our partners at Engility, they have a very rigorous testing and evaluation process, as you may or may not be aware of, for the certification. We were told that the technology framework was really sophisticated and advanced, and we're proud of those statements. Specifically, as the point person for our federal business, I take pride in the fact that we're continually reinvesting in our technology and making sure that our current and future customers are getting the most value from their vendor partners. I guess the last thing that I'd like to add is we're hosting a free detailed tech talk and demonstration of the R3 and the collaboration component on the 12th of June at 1 p.m. on the East Coast. If our listeners are interested in learning more, having a more dynamic conversation, you can visit our website at terrigotech.com. We also encourage those listening to visit the GeoN App Store. Just type apps.nga.mil in your browser, and you can search for R3 or Terrigo. Thanks again for the time and the opportunity for the discussion, Matt, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Likewise, Scott, thank you so much for your time today. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast interview with Scott Lee, Director of Federal Programs at Terrigo. And Scott was kind enough to share some very detailed insights into very much the evolution of Terrigo to where it is today with the R3 NGA GeoN app. And Scott, thanks for your time today.
You got it. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
You too.